I mean, you know, I don't know what is going on between you two, but why is she so upset when it's suggested that something should be done to make these city streets safer in Chicago?
Well, I think part of the problem that the mayor has with me is that I run contradictory to the narrative that she keeps trying to portray, that she's in charge, she's in command of the COVID situation, the violence, when it's clearly obvious, not only to the residents of Chicago, not only to myself, and I'm sure to our former superintendent, but to the entire nation, that our city's in chaos and in turmoil. And when I can tell the mayor that, you know, I've addressed these issues in my ward is like the microcosm of the city of Chicago. We have poverty, we have working class people, we have gangs, we have violence, and we were able to make significant gains in reducing those crime stats year after year prior to this administration. You know, that message hurts her image, hurts her personally because of her micromanaging style. And unfortunately, that level of pettiness is causing disaster in the city of Chicago right now.
So what is your, you know, we have pictures of, you had your home was broken into, attacked. Your office was also, had shattered windows and glass. So you have been on the front line in this. But you're a Democrat. She's a Democrat. You know, who characterizes better where the people of Chicago are on this, if that's an assessment that can be made?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we're a city of Democrats, but we're a city of different kinds of Democrats. And I'm more of a middle-of-the-road kind of Democrat who believes that we can't have social justice, we can't have good relations with police, and we can't have good safety all in the same city. It is possible. We have done it in my ward. And unfortunately, too many politicians in my city and across this nation find it's easier to pander to the lowest common denominator in our societies as opposed to challenging people to believe and aspire for something greater. And I, for one, know that that can happen in our city again. We just have to start enforcing laws, targeting those individuals who will not change, helping those people who want to change, and knowing that we can do better moving forward.
Seems like a pretty reasonable message. Alderman Lopez, we thank you very much for coming on tonight. Good to speak to you, sir.